When we look at the month of Elul, and we look at the time of introspection, and trying to improve ourselves with tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, mavira, roach, zera, being involved in tshuva, repentance, tefillah, prayer, and tzedakah, acts of kindness, the ability to avert the evil decree. Part of our responsibility in tshuva is to come back to the way Hashem envisions us to do Torah mitzvos. Beretz Hashem, today we're going to take a look at one of the challenges that we have in our mitzvah observance, try to understand and analyze this challenge, and then hopefully try to work on some practical methods that perhaps we can implement in our lives in Elul throughout the year to help us overcome these challenges. Rav Eisenberg of Mesillas Bavavim, source number 1, points out, he says, Lashon mitzvah, the word mitzvah means chibur, means connection, like the word safta, to enjoy. That's the idea of kol oseh mitzvah kemamara, anyone who does a mitzvah according to the way it should be, connects themselves to Ribono Shel Olam. However, the challenge that we have is that most of us don't feel this connection. And l'gilu lanu chachmei ha-Torah b'chlal d'mari d'razim e'prat, sh'amitzvot hei mesach ha-kol kelim chitzoniim l'achil t'or ha-pnimi sh'amitzon hal-yom. And the arrow in source number 1, this is one of those beautiful descriptions of the mitzvot. Mitzvot, after all, are just the kli, they're just the vehicle, the utensil, the outer utensil, to be able to hold the inner light of the will of God. Ki u'amar v'yihi u'tzivah l'asotam, Hashem has commanded us to do them. And that's why, through doing the mitzvah, we become connected to that inner light, we become connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher kidishan mitzvotav v'tzivanu, who sanctified us in the mitzvot and commanded us. Klamar, which means, l'fi shu'i barashmo tzival davar zeh, because Hashem commanded, asher kidishan mitzvotav v'tzivanu, hazeh yesh bo mishum kedusha. This is an element of holiness. Vanu mitkashim ba'asiyato, and we become holy when we do these mitzvot. Muvan yuzeh, we therefore see in source 2, the major part of the Kedusha, the major part of the holiness of the mitzvah, is being able to draw down that holy spark, that holy light of the inner part of the mitzvah. Im kein, therefore, kamashu mashkia dato machshavato b'pnimu ta mitzvah, kachu zokeh, yoter litkadesh litaher b'kdushat ha'alyona. To the extent one invests into that Pnimius, into the meaning of the mitzvah, into the connection of the mitzvah, into the depth of the mitzvah, to that extent, a person connects themselves to the holiness of the Kedusha of Hashem. And it's very much like having a body that needs a soul. Mitzvahs are the outer body, right? Shabbos candles, I sit in a sukkah, I eat food, all this is wonderful. That's just the outer body. But the key is the mitzvah, the bracha, the actual act that brings down the Shekhinah, brings down the Divine Presence into my life. And this is the challenge. The challenge is not to just go through the outer motions without feeling a connection. And this, my friends, is really the challenge that all of us, or many of us, face in Torah observance, that we're going through the motions, that we're going through the action. But Ikar Chaser Min HaSefer, the major aspect is missing. Where is that connectivity? Where is that feeling of being alive and a feeling that inner connection to Ribono Shel Olam, that's what's missing. And he quotes here a gewaldic piece in the Sfas. We know that although we say that mitzvot in the ideal world nikavana, and there's certain mitzvot that zlikuva, that it will prevent you from being fulfilling your obligation, like Shemoneh Esrei, we have to realize you're standing in front of God. In general, we say, you still yotzei the mitzvah, you still fulfill your obligation, even if you don't have kavana. Explains on this, it's a gewaldic vort. He says, in source 3, she'aflamad demar mitzvot sein tzrichos kavana, even according to the opinion that mitzvot don't need intention, hainu dafka b'pchina k'dushata tzmiut shal ma'asei ha'mitzvah, lo kei b'nogei l'k'dusha tza'adam ha'osem. Says Sfas Emes, the gewaldic, idea. He says, you're right, mitzvahs don't need kavana, because a mitzvah inherently is kadosh, is holy. A mitzvah inherently goes up to shemayim. You're right, mitzvahs don't need kavana. But I have a little secret to tell you. The person doing the mitzvah needs the kavana, which means that even though the mitzvah itself has the ability to fly to great heights, the individual is going to be left far behind. It's like, you know, the parachute goes up, but it doesn't take the person with them. It doesn't have that oomph to be able to carry the person as well. The mitzvah itself is very high and lofty. And when a person, when a person puts their entire being into it, when they're entirely in it, then they're able to reach high levels of Makor Shor Shabbat Mormim in the high places of heaven. Not so if you do mitzvos karmashim meluamata, when you go through the rote by, you know, without feeling it. So then, even though the mitzvah itself goes up to the greatest parts of heaven, aval adam shalom nikshar mitzvah nishar lamata b'shifluto, but the person's left here in the dirt, right? The parachute goes up, but you're left here, and you don't get elevated. And this is the reason why we see, he said, so many people, hamalei mitzvos karimon, that are filled with mitzvos like a pomegranate, but they're missing spirituality. Ki aikar chaser lahem, the major part is missing. The haino apnimius v'chayus shel mitzvah, the inner part of the mitzvah. The chiyus, the life force of the mitzvah. They go through the actions, but they don't feel anything. There's nothing that's igniting them, nothing that's sparking them. That, my friends, is a challenge that I'd like to speak about. We talk about tshuva, we talk about returning to God, that's very nice. But if a person isn't going to feel connected in the mitzvot, then the tshuva they're going to do is going to be a limited tshuva. And just adding more and more mitzvot on Elul, and more, adding, which is great, it's wonderful, but it's just adding that more emptiness, and it's not reaching the core that we really need to reach, which is Malchios, being able to be Mamlech Hashem as king, be able to connect and make Hashem king over us. Roy Bernstein in Agada quotes a prominent Rosh Yeshiva visited my father's Zal a number of years ago, and in the course of their discussion, he mentioned the Gemara which says that mitzvahs are like wings for the Jewish people. He said his understanding of this analogy is based on the story of Hans Christian Andersen about a bird that had been hatched. The bird looked around him and saw all the birds flying and decided to try it himself. He jumped up as high as he could, but came straight down again. After trying this a few times, he realized what his problem was. He had two appendages at his side, which were weighing him down. He figured that if only he could find some way to get rid of them, surely he'd be able to fly with no trouble at all. When he shared his idea with an older bird, he was shocked to discover that those very things that he thought were weighing him down would be allow him to fly. This is what the Gemara means by representing mitzvot as wings. Many people observe mitzvot, but they view them as objects which are weighing them down. They may feel that if they were to release these appendages, they would really be able to fly and get ahead in life. In reality, these acts are not weights at all. They're the very things that allow us to fly and achieve the highest existence possible. And the imagery of Lugasi, Rav Yaakov Lugasi, gives the Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov in Source 7, is like a worker. Any worker, whatever the field is, blue collar, white collar, purple collar, lo mashaneh, you have to do the best job you can do, and you have to be somebody who's going to give a full day's work and be honest in your job. So if your job is to create washing machines, so you're not going to put, you know, different brackets and screws wherever you feel like it. You're going to make the washing machine the way you're supposed to. And you know that there are people who are going to be looking over your work. There are going to be people who are going to be observing. There are people who are going to be checking. And you've got to do the best possible. And he says, likewise, if we would really imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking over us, if we really imagine that our deeds are being weighed and that they're being analyzed and they're being scrutinized, would we act in such a haphazard way that we do? Would any of us dream of working at our work? I would hope not. The way sometimes we do mitzvos, in a sloppy way, in a let's just get it done way, I don't really care about it way. No, we care, we value our work, we value what we do, we want it to look the best possible, and that's the way our mitzvos observance should look as well. In the best way we can possibly do it, knowing that we are creating potentially the best product we can create, which is Avodas Hashem, the service of Hashem. You know, my friends, Rav Lugassi quotes a very scary piece in Source 10 in the Sefer Ayana Katana on the Rambam. And listen to what he says here. It's based on Hilchos Tshuva Perek Vav Os Yud. Kvar Nimsa Shnei Ben Adam. You can take two people. Asher L'miyom Yom Amdam Al Da'atam Ad Yomotam. From the day that they, you know, became Bar Bar Mitzvah, they had sense in their head until their day they died. You mitnagim al derech echad v'chol yaneo maaseh mikiyum mitzvot se'asak haTorah. They live almost duplicate lives. One got up in the morning, did negavasser, went to shul, ate breakfast, said brachos, learned Torah, went to work. Everything was the same. And his friend did the same thing. Shabbos, yantif, during the week. Vihine in the asterisk. Yechad mehem tzaddik gamur. I can't say this, I'm just quoting. Exact day, they do negavasser, they say brachos, exactly the same, boom. One is referred to as a tzaddik gamur, and one is referred to as a rasha gamur, a wicked person. What's the difference? V'achiluk shebeinayim hi, the difference is, ki zeh osah kol l'chvod ha-borei, v'av kol eskav inyanav gufo hu gam kein osah rach l'chvod ha-yizbarach. The tzaddik gamur is a person when they're doing the very actions, they're doing it for the sake of God. Their mindset is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the tzaddik. The other one is doing it all for themselves. And even the Torah and mitzvot that they're doing it in order to have public opinion. They're doing it in order to be able to fit in socially to their milieu. They're doing it that people should say, wow, what a firm person. They're doing it for popular opinion. They're doing it because everyone else is doing it. But there's a key ingredient missing, and that ingredient is they're doing it for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I have kavada that this is bringing me closer to Hashem. You look at their actions from small to big. It doesn't seem to be any difference between them. You know what the difference is? Found deep inside of their heart. And this, my friends, is kol haikar yisod kiyum hamitzvos yilachavim b'hem. And that's what we mean by kavana. Kavana salev l'mano yisparach. I'm here to do this work to serve God. I'm not doing this for myself. I'm not doing this for what people think. I'm not doing this to impress others. I'm not getting stuck with that everyone just say, wow, what a magnanimous person smiles at us. No, that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I believe that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded me to do, and this is what he wants me to do with my money, and this is how I can help another person out. And it's not about the fanfare. And if I care, the more private, the better it is. L'kayim mitzvah ha-melech gadol v'norah kazeh. Why am I doing it? I'm doing it to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes here on the next page, Rav Lugassi, Kotzer of Pinchas Eliyahu Horvitz from Vilna, who says, "V'darashi v'charkarti etei v'chol levavi ladat zibat arichat ha-galut ha-chel mitzah." How's that? He says, I've been wondering, why are we still in exile? And he says, I look around and I see that people are learning Torah and doing mitzvahs in an incredible fashion. So what are we missing? V'amarti ani b'libi, so I said to myself, there must be something blocking Mashiach from coming. And I wanted to know what it is. And Matsati, and the arrow shuhu, ma asher gol kimul kitorin yuskarim kulam, a namachuvanim bimashosim kim lutzorech of smamatolatam. So this is the problem we just mentioned. Yes, there's Torah. Yes, there's mitzvot. Yes, there's gemachim everywhere. People are helping each other out. But why are they doing it? What are they thinking about? Is it service of God? Or at some level, it's really service of self. And he said, V'chol adam Yisrael machshavto l'darko panav l'to l'atzmo. Everyone's thinking about where they're at. Likno lo makom chashu b'gan Eden v'olam haba. Everyone wants to have a good place in Gan Eden. So even if you're doing the mitzvot not for public opinion, you're doing it so that you can gain in the next world. You know what? If you do mitzvot, Hashem promised you his reward in this world. Well, hey, you know what? I'd like to be rich. So I'm doing it in order to get reward in this world so I can be rich. And I'll live a long time with my wife, my children, my spouse. And I'll be successful, and I'll have parnasa, I'll have livelihood, and a hell of honor, and I'll be able to build a big house, and I'll be able to have my children live in this house, and then after 120 years, I'll die, and the rabbi will give me a beautiful sermon, and that's why I do Torah mitzvos. Rabbosai, does this not resonate with all of us? Is there not part of us that can relate to this? Why are we doing what we're doing? What's the impetus? Are we really doing it? Hinni muchan mezuman to kaya mitzvah sabarei? And it's interesting, Rav Dessler in source 12 and 13 quotes the Gra, who says that the times of ikvasa de Mashiach, the times right before Mashiach, we're going to be living in a very external, shallow generation, which on the one hand is very good. There's not going to be too much apikorsin around. No one's really a heretic today because no one has the depth and knowledge and intellectual understanding to really be a heretic because we live in such a superficial world. The flip side is, our avodas Hashem is also very superficial. And none of us really get to the core of how and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. And you know really where this comes to the fore, my friends, is source 17. Rav Gamliel describes the following, Rav Gamliel Rabinowitz. At Jemei Elul of Sharlon Atzeli Mehi Kavud El Shem Yisparach. You can use Elul to come closer to Hashem. Omnam Ol Derech Yeshem Aled Temim Halalu. There's another way, there's an alternative way that you can use Elul. Mitoch Da'agad Hadam La'atzmo. Where all you're worried about is yourself. That person, Shavakesh Hadam Shiloh Chayim Tovim. Person wants to have a good life. And don't get me wrong, he says, that's already a high level of amunah. You know that you need to do Torah mitzvot in order to get reward from God. It's all coming from Him. And if you don't have the right kavanah and elo, oh my gosh, then you're not going to have a good year. And it's you got to really put it, invest in elo. Aval, and that's what brings them to tshuva. Aval, dai rachok hu ad maod mashem yitbarach kirchot mizrach mimarav. But this person is so far away, like from east from west, to really doing tshuva, coming close to God. Lufishalo Shabbat Shuvah, the bracket 17, Kiuchafet Flavol Shevifarah. For him, for this person, Shuvah isn't coming closer to Hashem. El Mishum Shuratzeli's Kope, Shanatava, all they want is a good new year. The Pasuk of Malachi says, Shuvu Eli, return to me. It doesn't say return to God, have a good year. It's about returning to Hashem for a relationship. And he says, when you're looking for your own personal thing, and, you know, I want to have a good year, and I health, and money, and all these shidduchim, all these things. So then, it's a very temporary hold, Elul. And is it any wonder, v'zehu tam ha'davar, ma she'etzer rov ha'olam, eini sharo shimei Elul, urach zman. Is it any wonder that Elul doesn't stay with you? And everyone asks, well, in Chodesh Elul, I was so into it. What happened? And I'll tell you what happened. What happened is, Lufi Shalochipsu Atif Karvun, you're just doing this as a bandage. You're not looking for a relationship. Your tshuva was just a medium to get good things in this world. Sheyedu, you know that through spirituality you can get the physicality, and that's why you daven. You have to ask yourself honestly. Do I really want a relationship with God, or am I doing this for myself? What is our impetus? Where are we headed? My friends, this just to summarize where we're headed, where we've gone until now. Let's define the problem. The problem is a person goes through a whole lifetime of Torah mitzvot. Malay mitzvot karimo, like a pomegranate. You're filled with mitzvot. But as the Bali Musar point out, you're like a pomegranate, that each seed is in its own sack, and you're not like an apple connected to the core, to connect it to Ribono Shel Olam, and we do all these mitzvot, and we don't feel spiritual, and we don't feel connected, and we say, oh my gosh, what's wrong? And we have to ask ourselves, well, what is wrong? Why do I feel like these mitzvot are like these appendages, these weights. Instead of allowing me to fly, they just like pull me down. What's the problem? And if we're honest with ourselves, and this is what Elul is about, Elul comes from the word, the Aramaic, to search out, to spy out. If we're honest with ourselves, we'll understand that the reason is we're really doing will of Avodas Hashem. It's not really service of God. And of course we're serving God. Don't get me wrong. But our real motive, our ulterior motive is self. You know, God says you have to do good. You have to be good in order for you to get good. Well, okay. You know, it's like a little kid, Lahavdil, who wants, you know, they'll clean the room in order to get the lollipop. But they don't really care about the clean room. They care about the lollipop. We don't really care about our spirituality as much as the reward that comes at the end. Ha, Raya, if I get the lollipop, I can forget about my room. It's intense, my friends. Where is Hashem in our picture? Where is the relationship in our picture? Does it really matter to us? Is it of concern of us? And that's why Rav Lugassian 16 says, Mahut Rosh Hashanah is Malchios. The whole idea of Rosh Hashanah that we're building up to in Elul is making God king. Havodu b'yom zeh hikama sheyoter l'chadeid et hargashat ha'avdut shelanu l'machuto yiparach. It's all about being able to strengthen, to sharpen this idea that I'm an Eved. Why am I here? Why am I doing mitzvot? Hashem commanded me, period. V'yo zem sugalhu latei kocho l'chol shana. And this enables me, gives me the surcharge to do tshuva for the entire year. And that's why the more a person can focus in on and the hamchashat, making it real, chush, malchios, that Hashem is the king, and we are dependent on Him for our spirituality, for physicality, to that extent in every part of our life, then we've hit the core of what we're all about. You know, we've spoken about this a number of times, Rabbi Bernstein, where he speaks about in 18, the program mitzvot is not just a group of actions which are of spiritual benefit for us. It's part of our relationship with Hashem. Every mitzvah is a response to Hashem's will. It serves to connect us to Him. Asher kedishana mitzvotav. And that's why in 19, ha'osek b'mitzvah patur mena mitzvah. If you're involved in another mitzvah, then you are patur. You're off the hook from doing this particular mitzvah. Because, and that's why women are not obligated also in a lot of the mitzvahs of Seishas Magrama. They're busy taking care of their children. Hashem wants us to focus. Don't multitask. Whatever you're doing now, this is in the dark in Source 20. The Kutzker Rebbe once asked a disciple of Rav Moshe of Kabrin, is there any mitzvah your Rebbe places specific emphasis on? The disciple answered, yes. Whatever it is he happens to be doing at that moment. You don't need to be everywhere. You need to be here. That's what the mindset of halacha is. And we've done this many times in Source 20. A mitzvah, it's not just a task to be performed, it's a moment to be experienced. And Rabosai, that idea makes a difference on how we view mitzvot. If it's a task to be performed, then it's like a checklist. The principle of Osei B'mitzvah teaches that each mitzvah deserves its time, 21 space of attention. Perhaps the problem begins when we relate to mitzvot as part of our schedule, as boxes to be checked off, rather than as experience to educate us and elevate us. We may sometimes perform mitzvot so they were tasks to be done, and no more. That itself can breed a self-fulfilling cycle. For what we get out of the mitzvot depends on what we put into them. We cannot reasonably expect to perform them by rote and then be inspired by them. Yet, if we give each mitzvah the attention it deserves, we can tap into the overwhelming spiritual power latent within these daily actions and transform them into enriching and empowering spiritual encounters. So now we understand the problem. I think we understood it beforehand. We've clarified, we've sharpened the problem. Who are we serving? Do we really feel that mitzvot are a spiritual experience, that we're able to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam? What do we do in order to help us connect, help us focus? So first and foremost, we just touched on one approach, and that is don't multitask. Whatever mitzvah you're doing, focus in on that mitzvah. Wherever you're at, this is where Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to be. And instead of looking over your shoulder, well, I could do that, I could do that. So then you're all over the place and you're not focusing on what you're doing. This is where you're at, this is where you should be. Having said that, I'd like to suggest, on a very basic level, a few approaches, very simple, that perhaps we can implement in the month of Elul. Some we've discussed before, some not. And review is always good. We'll start with the Tifa Ma'atim. Havodah Rosh Hashanah Hi Malchus. As we spoke about, Rosh Hashanah is about making Hashem king. V'hainu lamlichat Hashem Yisbaruch HaKol La'olam, to make Hashem king over the whole world, as we say over and over again. Meloch HaKol La'olam Kulo B'chodecha, Hashem be the king over all the world with your glory. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch writes in the bracket in 22, Shehei Kol Ma'asav Shal Adam L'Shem Shemayim. A person should focus all of their deeds for the sake of heaven. And that's why, sounds basic, but as we've seen today, this is so important. Instead of eating, wow, I'm starving, I can't wait to bite into this food, stop, even before the bracha, and say, I'm about to eat in order to have ability of strength to serve Hashem. I'm going to sleep to have strength to be able to serve Hashem. When you do this with everything that you do, so then you're bringing Kodesh Baruch Hu into the picture. Why am I doing this mitzvah? I'm not doing this because what other people say. I'm doing this because Hashem commanded me to do this. This is Ritzon Habore. I need to have at least the beginning as the basis, as the foundation, the perspective in order. 23. V'kasher Hadam Omer Mitpala Barosh Hashanah Tiyeh Kol Gavrato Lamlichat Hashem Yibarach. And even when he davens for gashmis, on physicality, it's also to serve Hashem. He tells a story here, at the bottom of 23, it's a very beautiful story. It's a story of Shalom Shadron, the famous Magid Yerushalayim. When he was at Avriach Sair, he was a young man, there was a contagious disease that spread throughout Yerushalayim, and he took two of his children to the grandparents in order that they should get infected. He's walking in the middle of the street to his in-laws, and he meets Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher, the Slobodka Rosh Yeshiva, who asked him, what are you doing so early in the morning, taking your little kids on a walk? So Rav Shadron explained to him, you know, the other kids are sick, and we didn't want these kids to get sick, so we decided we're going to take them to the grandparents, and that way we'll keep them safe. To which Slobodka Rosh Yeshiva turned to him and said, well, aha, in the bracket, hapara gdola, I understand, the big cow is taking lokachet et shnei hagalim, the two little cows, the calves, shela l'makom tov kedei shelo yichlu, so they shouldn't get sick. Rosh Hashanah said, what did I do wrong? That's such an insult. You're calling me a cow and my children calves? Like, hello? So, Panala, Rabbi Isaac Shuvi Spirlo, so explained to him, Kiko Masa Nimdad, every action is measured, Al Pia Kavanat Munaba Siatam, and what is the intention behind what you're doing? Therefore, if your intention is just one of a regular parent that they don't want their kid to get sick, so that is a natural trait that's found in humans and in animals who like to take care of their young. What's the difference? Ella, 24. Alecha ki yudi ladat. You, as a Jew, should know. Shapula hazo, this act, Shatau said, hu chesed ladalte Yisrael. You're not just bringing them to the grandparents. You're doing a chesed for them. You're doing an act of kindness. Gami mein yolatim shochat. Makes no difference whether you're they are your children or other people's children. If this is your intention, I am doing an act of kindness as Hashem has commanded, then, but every step of the way is a mitzvah of chesed. Explains Rabbi Shalom Shadron ended by saying, this opened for him a whole new pathway in life. Umini az, from that moment in the hour in 24, kashir panelo so dvar malo tzorach habayit, doing anything for the house, drawing water for the house so that people could drink. So it wasn't just stam bringing water, but rather he says, I'm about to do the mitzvah of chesed by bringing water to my house. And this is what he thought about with every single action he did. Raposai, do you see how this could change dramatically what we do in our own lives? We all, as women, make meals, right? We do laundry. We do a lot of tasks in the house. Hineni mulchan mezuma to do the chesed, that my children should have clean clothes, that my family should have food. They should eat on clean dishes. It's chesed all day. I'm turning the very basic act into an act of kedusha, into an act of connection, into an act of malchios, into an act of kingship. And perhaps I think on a very, very basic level, this is something we can implement in the month of Elul, just to be able to add that component and bring Hashem into the picture and slowly wean ourselves away from it's about me, me, me. It's about the Ribono Shel Olam. Of course I have to eat. And of course I enjoy the food, don't get me wrong. And of course I say brachos, but it's even deeper than that. I recognize it's about serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the brachos are about thanking Hashem, not just going through the motions. Ube'emet 25, Shekavanazu L'Shem Shemayim, the arrow yitachen she'ili kuva, achedekach shulayim su anashim shalom duko chayev asku b'mitzvos, ube'vo e pikudayim matzu she'em rekinim mikova kol, v'zob me'pnei she'asu akol sholishma. He says, perhaps it's a little bit scary. It's back to the idea we saw in the Rambam, that a person can go through their entire lives and come out really empty because they haven't really filled themselves up with the right gasoline, with the right intention to serve the Hashem. And this, davar zeh nidrash mod mitanu, sheyidei kach yachol adam liyot mekusher Hashem yisbarach b'chol sha'ot hayom v'alayla. This enables us to have avodas hamalchios all the time. When I go to work, when I go to learn, when I go, whatever I do, I'm about to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is able to do this, continuing 26, ukeshavodam alveh b'yidiyah v'isponimus, when I have this realization and understanding and I stop and I understand what I'm doing, zegufa mevioli de simcha shel mitzvah sherav mod erkah, then I'm able to have simcha shel mitzvah. When I've stopped long enough to realize that I'm about to do a mitzvah, and I understand the mitzvah I'm doing, I just don't fall into it, but I have that cognizance, then I'm able to move into that higher level of simcha, of joy. As the Rav Volbi points out in 28, he says, quoting the Kuzari, he says that a mitzvah should be shetismach davon doin in the bracket, b'mitzvah atzma. You should rejoice in the mitzvah itself, ma'avatcha mitzaveba, when you rejoice in recognizing who commanded you, v'shetakir ma'sheitiv l'chavaseba, and what goodness Hashem's given you, v'kilo tapa lachsan yato karul shochano, it's as if you're being called to God's table. He wants a relationship with you. So when you stop long enough and are able to say, I'm doing this as a mitzvah, then I say, you know what? I'm doing this as a mitzvah because Hashem wants my mitzvah. Hashem is interested in me. It's about a relationship. It's about a moment to be experienced, not just going through the motions. Wow! Hashem is interested in my bracha. Hashem is interested in my, you know, whatever mitzvah it is that I'm doing. That's amazing! And that recognition, the way Rav Volbi says it, Avazu Dati, that love is knowledge. And if you do it melumata, if you do it by rote, ain't that, you're not thinking. Vein ava, there's no love. Vein simcha, then there's no joy. There's a continuum here. I stop. I say, wow, Hashem loves me. He's inviting me to his table. I feel so good. I feel so connected. I understand what I'm doing. It brings me to simcha. Rav Volbi notes at the end of 28, and Rav Dessler echoes this as well, 29, both of them speak about this idea, that sometimes you have to start with one mitzvah, that you feel some level of geschmack in, you feel some level of joy in doing it, and let that be the impetus to break through those barriers of feeling that disconnect from Hashem, and at least allowing that one mitzvah to connect you, and using that as the ability, like a laser beam, to break open all the blocked doors that you feel connection. So, in the practical way, stop, be able not to multitask, think what you're doing. I'm doing this, lahamlich, to make Hashem Melech, to make Hashem King. Great. when I do this, I have an awareness, a dat, ava, simcha, and what I'm doing. Part of this process, right, to augment this process, is to find one mitzvah where you really feel that geschmack. You feel, ki simcha shal mitzvah, the end of 28, he kashrut adamim baro idei mitzvah. That one mitzvah that you're going to feel that connection to Hashem and allow that mitzvah to energize you, allow that mitzvah to connect you. Just bringing this down a little bit further into the practical for our lives. Notes the Haras Derech as well as a lot of the other mefarshim. In order to be successful in feeling this level of connection, in feeling this ava, this dat, this love, this knowledge, this simcha, this joy, in feeling this level of malchios, of kingship, in being able to feel somewhat connected, and that mitzvos are the ability, those wings, to bring me up as well, and not just to go through rote, that el should be a little bit different. He says, the one thing that we need is to stop and have hachana, preparation, before we do it. In the dot in 30, this is Rav Uri Weissbaum in Haras Derech, Ota Shabbat, the same Shabbos, Ota Tfilah, the same davening, Ota Mitzvah, the very same mitzvah, Ota Machzir Hashash Shalimur Amusa, Im Hachana Lifneim Ubli Hachana, preparing beforehand and not preparing beforehand, Hem Amash Shnei Olamot, they're like two worlds. Kol Bracha Shana Motzi Mipinu B'meshach Hayom, every bracha we say during the day, im hachana, with preparation, shel shniyot sfurot mamash, it could be seconds, right? What am I about to do? Ubali hachana, im shuv shnei olamot. And without the preparation, two different worlds. How many times do we have it that we don't remember if we benched or not, or we say a bracha or not? How could this be? Why? Because when you fall into something, you're not aware that you're doing it. And that's why he says, every person has to ask themselves at the end of 31. Lo dershi mi tanor bei. Shem doesn't want a lot from us. Rakzot. Shaloni pol l'tocha tefillah, l'tocha mitzvah, l'tocha Shabbos, l'tocha limud ha'Musar. Don't fall into it. Don't just go and say the bracha and you know, stop. Ilu hayinu matishim dakot tefurot l'machshava rishoni. So, be able to have that malchios thought. It changes everything you're doing. It changes the nature, the dynamic, the feeling of the mitzvah. Ask yourself two questions. Ma ani omeid lasot? What am I about to do? V'lifnei mi ani omeid lasot? In front of whom I'm about to do this. These two questions. Ma ani omeid lasot? What am I about to do? V'lifnei mi ani omeid lasot? In front of whom I'm doing this. Hainu hofchim atzmenu lekli, turns us into a vessel, and when there's a vessel, then we have the Siyata Deshmaya, that we will feel that connection to Hashem. Malchios. Malchios isn't just a Rosh Hashanah, my friends, when we suddenly get holy, that everything I do, I think about God. It's really all year round, but lefachot, at least, elu. If it's too hard the entire day, so pick 5 mitzvahs a day, 5 brachos a day, 5 something. Stop. Carry it in your wallet. Carry it on your phone. Write it on your... Text yourself. What am I about to do? In front of whom am I about to do it? What am I about to do? I'm about to say a bracha. In front of whom? In front of God. Oh, I'm not going to slouch. I'm going to sit up straight. I'm not going to put my back against the chair. I'm going to sit up like a mita lifnei melech. I'm sitting in front of God. I'm talking to Hashem. Wow, it's a different experience. What am I about to do? In front of whom am I doing it? That's malchios. That is moving those wings up to focus in on Ribono Shel Olam, to focus in on Hashem. The area that Rav Gamliel suggests in 32, B'tor Kabbalah L'Inyei Malchut Shamayim, Yish Inyin Gadol L'Kabel Kabbalah Tova B'Rosh Hashanah, U'B'Rogei L'Kabbalah Shaychut L'Inyei Malchios, מן הראוי שכל אחד יקבל עצמו שבכל עת שמברך ברכה ואומר מלך העולם שיחווה באמירתו. The very least, one area in halacha that can bring us to higher levels of malchios is brachos. And we've spoken about this a lot, and I want to repeat it a lot because I find it so fundamental. not only me, I'm just quoting greater people than myself. Rav Pinkus and others speak a lot about Mea Brachos. And here you see Rav Gamliel is saying that Mea Brachos enable a person to help them. 100 Brachos a day, or many Brachos a day, enable a person with Kavana to be able to make Hashem king. Every Bracha we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu, right? Hashem, source of all blessing, the king of the entire world. Melech Hola, he's the master of the world. He's the king of the world. Stop. You're talking to the king of the world. Wow. And this is, as we've noted in 33, in the Sefer HaMevarich Yisparach of Yaakov Meir Shechter, he quoted the Seder Hayom and the asterisk. Miyad l'char chilatoi v'rach birkat abozom v'yizahar l'chavein ba v'lomar mila b'mila b'nachav v'ko ram shishmu kolam v'yenu acharaf amein. V'yichanech epenei beito l'kach. In benching, bench very slowly. Let your children, your family, hear the way you bench. Allow them to answer amein. Ashra ish yireet Hashem yikabel olav se l'pelo yoetz v'chol tokef yishtadel v'rov olza tatumo l'varech ko birkotav v'ko ram. Old be'old teva b'teva b'ravta b'chedvasa d'liba b'rotzo m'simcha saleim. We should get into the habit, and they talk about, Stifler Golem Tzatzal talks about tremendous shmira, that mothers who say brachos out loud, the tremendous protection that your family will have, and raising children of a different caliber, to say brachos out loud. What are we embarrassed about? Why do we mumble brachos? And opportunities for children to answer amen. And I will tell you, I've seen personally, one who says brachos out loud, your children start saying brachos out loud as well, even without being prodded. It's natural. This is what you do. We say brachos out loud, period. I was recently at somebody's house in Baltimore who said, at our table, we say brachos out loud. That's the protocol. That's the way it should be. Why don't we do that? Hello. A few weeks left, through Sukkot, through Hashanah Rabbah, through the year. So say brachos out loud. And you should know, he says, U'kishadam avarech eitz bracha, 34, when a person says a bracha, and they have this mindset that they're standing in front of Hashem, and you say melech ha'olam, you feel like that Hashem's malchus is being elevated in this world. He says, "Va'alzeh ha'bracha sefer todos Aaron." On such a bracha that you say Melech Ha'olam and you want Hashem's kingship to be expanded and holy in this world. Va'alzeh ha'bracha in the bracket of 34. Onim kol malachei mala amein b'kol gadol. The angels answer amein to our brachas. You might have learned this in kindergarten, right? You say a bracha and the angels will answer amein. It's emes. It's in the svarim. But it goes more than that. And that gives them an impetus for them to praise God. Therefore, your bracha causes Hashem's name to be elevated in this world and in the higher world. And through this, because the angels have reached higher levels of praise of God because of you, they become your shmira, your protection throughout the day. Wow! Your advocate throughout the day. Can you imagine the power of what a bracha is about? And that's why, really, to bring all of this together, my friends, we've spoken about this many times, a person should know that Asur 35, Laso Chum Lacha Afilu Davar Kal B'Shal Shemavarech. When you say a bracha, don't do anything else. A person was telling me today, an older woman, she says, you know, what I like about your shirim is that they're motivational. She says, I've been trying to stand and not walk around saying Asher Yata. This is a woman who's quite well along in life, I may have asked for it. I was like, wow, at this age and stage, a person says, you know what? My relationship can deepen. I can grow. It's such an inspiration. We all can do that. Don't walk around saying a shiratzer. Don't open a bottle while you're saying a shahakal. Don't clean off the table while you're benching. Don't clear off the crumbs. All of this is because you're talking to Ribbono Shel Olam. Mitzvot aren't about me. If it's about me, so I'm going to get a lot of things done. I'm going to multitask when I'm doing a mitzvah or saying a bracha. You know how much I can clean up in my dining room table in Asher Yetzer or in Aleinu? I can't tell you. Aleinu particularly, wow. Stop. Is Torah mitzvah about you and convenient for you? Or it's about a relationship? Ah, how do I develop this relationship? That's what we're speaking about today. That in summary of what we've seen today, if you want to work on Elul, on Tshuva, and you want on some level to feel connected, so you have to be able to connect yourself to feel connected. And the way to connect yourself is to first and foremost ask ourselves this basic question, who am I serving? Am I doing Torah mitzvot because of societal pressure, because this is the way I was raised? Is it because I want to look good, or is it because I want the next world, or I want this world, and I need the Torah mitzvot to get this world? Why am I doing it? Or am I doing it because Hashem said, please do it, and I want to have a connection with the Baruch Shalom? That's the first and foremost question we have to ask ourselves, and it's a very, very, very important question, and not such a simple question. Once I've established that, I then have to say to myself, okay, well, let me move toward this relationship with Hashem. How do I do that? First and foremost, and last, stop. Whatever you're doing, focus on the Ribbono Shel Olam, on nothing else. Second, say, everything I'm doing is L'shem Shemayim. Why am I taking my kids to the doctor? Because I'm doing a chesed. Why am I washing the dishes? I'm doing a chesed. My whole day is malchios. My whole day is kingship. Everything I do is about serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Wow. That just reshifts, 180 degrees. My whole life. And it gives it meaning. And it gives it connection. And it gives it purpose. And then when I have that, I have this knowledge, I have ahava, I have love, I have connection, I have simcha, I have joy. I'm invested. I'm connected. And that's why, before one does anything, to ask and pick five things in Elul, every day, the same five. What am I about to do? And in front of whom am I about to do it? It refocuses us. It shifts our attention. It makes us aware how we're so not connected. And by doing this slowly over time, we come to understand that when I start saying brachos out loud, and I do mitzvahs with more of an intention, and I focus more, and I put more of myself into it, I suddenly feel like those wings, which felt so heavy, suddenly enable me to feel a little bit lighter. Suddenly enable me to feel like, wow, I'm like an achsanya, karul shochano. Hashem is interested in my bracha. The angels are answering amen. There's a relationship, there's a dynamic going on here. And the more we're able to focus, the more we're able to do, the more we're going to be successful in this. A, the easier Rosh Hashanah is going to be when I say, Melocha kol olam kulo b'chvodecha, that in my mishvil, Hashem is my melech. I have a relationship with Him. And I also feel the Torah mitzvot, instead of being a burden, they become what mitzvah mindset should be, a spiritual opportunity to be experienced, to come closer to Baruch Shalom, the ultimate Malchus.